A viewer named Gabriel emailed me recently, and he wanted to know my take on a relatively new program from the broker Robinhood. They're offering up to a 3% match on IRA contributions, and for a limited time, even up to 3% match on transfers of IRAs from one broker over to Robinhood. And so I thought I'd dig into it. So this morning at like 5 a.m, there I am, I'm awake. I've got my Robinhood app. I do have an account. I've never really used it. I've got one free share of Macy's in my Robinhood account at the moment. So I've got my app open. I'm studying this. I'm reading the agreement, all the terms and conditions. I started chatting with support, who I found actually very helpful. That was at 5:30 in the morning. Maybe I was the only customer trying to reach out to them. But I really dug into the details, and I was so convinced that I liked the program that I actually opened up an IRA and initiated the transfer. But then I learned some more things, and in the end, I decided to cancel the transfer, and at least for now, not take advantage of this match. So in this video, I'm going to first sort of walk through the terms of the program, how it works, what the gotchas are. We're going to talk about my own experience this morning of opening up an IRA account, initiating the transfer, and then we'll talk about why, in the end, I decided, at least for now, not to transfer an IRA to Robinhood. Now, for longtime listeners, you know I'm not a huge fan of Robinhood. I think it just romanticizes the idea of trading crypto and options and trading on margin. It's just not something that I believe in. It's not how I invest. It's not how I think people should invest. But of course, even with Robinhood, you don't have to trade that way. And they offer low-cost index ETFs from Schwab or Vanguard or iShares. So you could certainly put together a very sensible low-cost index fund portfolio at Robinhood. But my thought was always, yeah, but why deal with all that other nonsense? There are plenty of other ways and other brokers that you can use for an IRA, for an example. But I do think their current offering is very compelling. So let me show it to you. This is actually my Robinhood account. I transferred some cash there to take advantage of their 5% savings account. I'll talk briefly about that in a minute. The other $21.12 is that one share of Macy's that I got a couple of years ago when I opened up my my account at Robinhood. So, but let's get to the match and how this works, and I'll show you a page here. So this is actually my account. You can see they've got the, this is not money that I have in the account. That's the max I could contribute. And you can see just for gold, get 3% on IRA and old 401k transfers until April 30th. So the first question I think is this legit? And yeah, it appears to be completely legit. For contributions, if you you get a minimum of 1% match on contributions to an IRA at Robinhood. Now, if you sign up for Robinhood Gold, you get a 3% match, which of course raises the big question, well, exactly what's Robinhood Gold and how much does it cost? So it's a sort of, I guess, a premium service at Robinhood. It costs $5 a month, although if you pay for a year in advance, which I did, you get it for $50 a year. So that's a few bucks shy of $5 a month. What do you get for that? Well, as I mentioned, instead of getting 1% match on IRA contributions, you get 3%. So if you max out, we can go back to this account. If I were to max out $8,000 in my IRA times 3% is $240, it makes that $50 fee well worth it. There's actually another component, though, to Robinhood Gold. In addition to the savings account that you get access to, which pays 5%, that in and of itself wouldn't tempt me. There are plenty of places to get 5%, including, by the way, not only savings accounts, but money market accounts, money market funds, and even treasuries. So that by itself wouldn't be all that appealing to me. But they've also come out with a cashback credit card. They haven't launched it yet. It's going to be launched soon, and it's going to pay 3% cash back on all purchases. I've spent a lot of time studying credit cards, and I know of no credit card that actually does that. But you've got to be a member of Robinhood Gold. But again, $50 a year, there's no additional annual fee for that credit card. So for me, that's a pretty big deal. But here's what really got me this morning when I decided to sign up and possibly transfer an IRA. It was this. You can get 3% on transfers of IRAs, so not contributions, but you've got an IRA at Vanguard or Fidelity or Schwab or anywhere else. You can transfer that to Robinhood, and if you're a part of the Robinhood Gold plan, you will get 3% of the amount you transfer, and that deal expires April 30th. So that part of it doesn't last forever. 3% on contributions, of course, they could change it at any time, but that doesn't have an end date as far as I know. But on transfers, it does. And I started thinking, well, okay, you transfer $10,000, you get $300. That's okay. I'll take it. What if you transfer $100,000? Is Robinhood going to really put $3,000 in your account? Yeah, that's what they say. Well, how about you big spenders out there? What if you transfer $1,000,000? I mean, for goodness sakes, is Robinhood going to put $30,000 into your account? Yeah, apparently they are. I've yet to see anything that says there's a limit. So I don't know. If you've got $10 million in an IRA, you could make a lot of money. So that raises the big question then. All right, Rob, you said you read the contracts. You talked to Robinhood support. What are the gotchas? Well, there are a couple. The first is, you can't sign up for Robinhood Gold, do the transfer, and then cancel Robinhood Gold. You've got to keep it open. You got to have your Gold membership for at least a year. All right, so that's $50, or if you pay monthly, $5 a month. But there's another more significant gotcha. You have to keep the money in the Robinhood IRA for 5 years. Now, in and of itself, that didn't strike me as a big deal. I'm not one to start moving my IRAs around a lot. So the thought that I would keep it in one place for 5 years, yeah, I'll probably do that. So if I took advantage of this deal, not a problem. But what if you need to take distributions from your IRA, either because you're at that age where you have required minimum distributions, or because you're, you know, maybe you're not in your 70s yet, but you're in retirement and you're spending money? How does that affect the match? Or what if you just decide you need some of the money? And this is where I dug into the agreement, and frankly, it wasn't 100% clear to me. And so that's when I got onto support with Robinhood and they answered my questions. Now, I'm going to show you this page and I will link to this. This has a ton of great FAQs on this IRA match. I'm going to show you one in just a minute. But let me tell you what I've learned. First of all, let's assume you transfer $100,000. They add $3,000 to your account, so you have $103,000. You have to give back some of the match if you take a distribution from your Robinhood IRA and it reduces your balance below what you initially transferred. So in this case, $100,000. So if you're at $103,000 and you just say you take a distribution, it doesn't matter if it's because of an RMD or simply because you just take the money out for whatever reason, you take out $13,000 and it takes your balance down to $90,000. According to support at Robinhood, you would have to give back 3%, assuming that was you were a part of Robinhood Gold and that was the match you got. 3% of the difference between what you transferred in initially, $100,000, and your balance after the distribution. In this case, $90,000, so that's $10,000 difference. So you'd have to give back 3% of that amount. So that got me thinking, well, what if I don't take any money out? I've got $100,000 transferred, they add 3, and the market drops. And the value just goes down to $90,000 because of market declines. What they tell me is, no, that's not a problem. That doesn't trigger a clawback of anything. So then I said, you could tell I really put the user support to the test. I said, okay, what if that happens? I'm down to 90 because of market declines. And then I decide to take 5,000 out. So now I'm down to 85,000. Well, I have to give back 3,000 of that, or 3% of that 5,000 I just took out. Or do they look at it from that 100,000 all the way down to 85? Do I have to give 3% of that amount back? And they said, yeah, you do. It's that larger amount. Even though 10,000 of that was from market declines, and that in and of itself didn't trigger any clawback of the match, if you then take a distribution, in this example, $5,000, that then further reduces your balance to 85,000, you have to give back 3%, in this case, of that full $15,000. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, on the good side, let's say the market goes up and your $103,000 turns into $125,000. Well, you can take up to $25,000 out of the IRA without triggering the clawback because that would take you down to $100,000. At least that's how I read the agreement, and it's what the support folks told me at Robinhood. Now, I will show you this in the FAQs, and I highly recommend you read them, but one of them is, do I get to keep the IRA match if I withdraw money from my IRA? And they have the five-year rule, not to be confused with the five-year rules for a Roth IRA conversion. And they have some examples. So I highly recommend that you look at this. Now, one question I also had was, well, what if I convert? What if I open up a traditional, put $100,000 in it, you give me 3, and then I convert some or all of it to a Roth IRA at Robinhood? What they tell me is that does not trigger any clawbacks. Of course, you still got the money in an IRA at Robinhood, just moved it to a Roth. They did point out, though, if you're trying the backdoor Roth IRA, so you put in after-tax money in it to a traditional IRA, and then you convert it, along with converting the amount of the match that you've been given, that match is going to be taxable. Now, fair enough, you've not paid any tax on it, but something to keep in mind. Then that got me thinking, well, wait a minute. Could the match put me over the annual contribution limit for an IRA? Turns out, according to Robinhood, no, it cannot. Why? Because it's deemed interest. It's as if you've earned interest on the account. So it actually doesn't count towards your contributions. You could put the full amount in for a given year. You get the match, and that goes towards, it's counted towards interest in your account, not towards a contribution. Now, I know I've thrown a lot at you. Again, I encourage you to look at the FAQs. I do want to share my experience briefly with doing all of this. And then why did I, in the end, decide, at least for now, I'm still analyzing it, but for now, deciding not to. So I did all of this on my smartphone, otherwise known as an iPhone. And I, like I said, I already had an account, but the first thing I had to do was open up an IRA. And it turns out you tap once because you want to open up an account. Then it asks you, well, what kind of account do you want? Well, for me, it was a traditional IRA, so I had to tap a second time. And then it said, okay, can you agree to our terms and conditions? I agreed, and that was it. I was done. Three taps, and I had an IRA at Robinhood. It was so quick, I thought I'd missed something. I kept going back to figure out what I did wrong. It literally took me 10 seconds, not kidding, and that's only because I'm a relatively slow tapper. You younger folks, I'm sure, can do it faster than that. So then the question was, how do I go about transferring an IRA? Boy, that's got to be a big pain. In my case, I was going to transfer a relatively small IRA from Merrill Edge. Turns out, it's incredibly easy. Again, with that tap thing, I tapped on my phone. It asked me for the account number of my IRA that I wanted to transfer. I put that in. It asked me if I had certain kinds of investments, mainly options or mutual funds, things that they may have trouble transferring. I didn't. In my case, I have a Schwab TIPS ETF. That's it. Actually, in a little bit of cash. So I answered that question, and I was done. The transfer was set up, and Robinhood was going to take care of it from there. It was incredibly easy, and I do have to give Robinhood a lot of credit. I've transferred IRAs before. I've rolled over 401ks. Nothing has been as easy as Robinhood made this. So, having said all of that, the 3% match, I was going to keep my IRA there for 5 years, not a problem. Why in the end did I decide not to do it and ask Robinhood to cancel the transfer? Well, one of the things I did after I did all of the things I've described to you is something you should do whenever you open an IRA, and that is designate my beneficiaries. Turns out with Robinhood, it's very easy to do, and you can designate up to 10. In my case, it's just my spouse. Here's the problem. They do not allow contingent beneficiaries. You know, you designate your spouse, but if they've passed away, maybe you want it to go to your children. You can't do a contingent beneficiary. And in our case, the contingent beneficiary would be a living trust. You cannot name a trust as a beneficiary, either as a primary beneficiary. And as I mentioned, you can't do any contingent beneficiaries at all. And that gave me some concern because it complicates estate planning. And so I reached out again to Robinhood support, and I said, hey, I see that you can't do these things. First, can you confirm that that's right? You can't do a contingent beneficiary or name a trust? And they said, no, sorry, you can't do that. And I said, well, does Robinhood have any plans to like add that, you know, because it's a pretty important, I think, feature to an IRA. Are they going to add that anytime soon? They said it is something that they plan to do, but of course, support couldn't give me any time limits. So that limitation may or may not be important to you. It was important enough to me to put a stop on the transfer. I got to tell you, though, that 3% match is very appealing to me on the transfers, and it's only good until April 30th. So I am sort of figuring out if I can work around this limitation. In fact, even plan to reach out to our trust and estates lawyer to see what she thinks about this. But there you go. That's the match. I actually do think it's legitimate. I think it can be a great way to encourage people to save, knowing that they're going to get a match, particularly, by the way, I mean, for anybody, but particularly for folks that either don't have a workplace retirement account or maybe they have one without a match. And so I think this is, I got to give a lot of credit to Robinhood for doing this. Of course, I'm not going to be investing in options or trading on margin or buying crypto. For me, it'd just be, in this case, a Schwab ETF. And if I transferred to other IRAs, it would just be a couple of typically Vanguard ETFs, as you well know. But you can certainly invest that way at Robinhood, not a problem. So that's my experience with Robinhood. That's my take on the 3% match. I do think it's legitimate, and I think it's a great offer. I kind of hope other IRA providers might try to do the same thing. We'll see. And the Robinhood Gold, not all that expensive, and the credit card alone could actually make it worth it. I'll talk more about that in a future video. Well, there you go. That's my take on Robinhood's 3% match, both on contributions and transfers. If you have any questions, leave them in the comments below. Do my best to help you out any way I can. Until next time, remember, the best thing money can buy is financial freedom.